You're listening to Mornings with Kelly and Steve, and we're talking with Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away, a ministry based in Carmel, biblical worldview ministry. It helps train our young people, high school and college age, how to stand firmly in their faith, to understand exactly what it is they say they believe, because they're going to age out of their youth groups, you guys. They're going to go to college. Their faith is going to be challenged. So we want to make sure that they're prepared to stand firmly in their faith. And this is why we do the biblical worldview question of the week every week, too. And it's, I think, a great refresher for us as adults.
Well, let's see. The God of self, Kelly. The God of self. Mm-hmm. What is the God of self? Nancy, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you, it is significant because there are many who study worldview and teach worldview who want to make this a worldview itself. You know, We have humanism, postmodernism, they want to have a worldview of self. And this is why this self, this God of self, is self-centeredness and narcissism on steroids, clearly. And it comes from our desire to do our own thing, just like Adam and Eve. And really, this God of self is reflective of Adam and Eve in the garden, you know, when they sinned by disobeying God, to not eat from the tree of good and evil. But more importantly, Satan, like today, was there to entice them into doubting God in his authority. And that's what makes this whole thing so serious. But, you know, he put in them the desire to become their own God and to rule and live as they choose. So the God of self shows itself through stubbornness, in a willful disobedience to what God is calling us to. But oftentimes it's hidden or couched in Scripture. So it's a very deceitful, sneaky, just like Satan, kind of way of living. It's really pervasive.
We'll talk a little bit more too, Nancy, about dismissing the God of the Scriptures in this case. What are the implications here?
Sure. Well, I think dismissing of the God of the Scriptures over someone's opinion or desire is pretty typical of one who sees themselves as knowing better than God. You know, they might say, well, if I were God, I would have done this or that. Or if God is a good God, then he never would have allowed this or that to happen. And, you know, the God of self will not consider the idea, have anything to do with the idea that God allows suffering and hard times to draw us to himself or even to test our faith. God uses suffering to draw us and grow us up. And, you know, Proverbs 1:7, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And boy, that is speaking to those that embrace the God of self. 1 Thessalonians 2:4, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our heart.
Well, I know that there are many tentacles to the God of self. And I think one of those is prosperity and the prosperity gospel. How does that factor into the God of self?
Yes, and this is one reason why they want to make it into a worldview. Because this God of the prosperity God, this gospel, uses the Holy Spirit supposedly as a power to be put in use for whatever the person desires. Into existence, you know. And this is such a mockery of God's word to satisfy their own flesh. And here again, we see the wrapping of the God of self, you know, in Bible verses, does nothing to dilute its deceptive power. Satan himself knows Scripture better than we do, you know. And he's the deceiver, and he's the liar, and he'll give people just enough Jesus to feel better about themselves, but not enough to pick up the cross and to follow him. And I love that. I don't know who said that, but I copied that because I love it. It's just enough to sound Christian-y, but clearly not enough to say, look, I'm all in. And we see in Luke 9:23, and he said to all, anyone who would come after me, let him deny himself, pick up the cross, and follow me. And they blatantly disregard it. It's all for show.
Well, how can we know, I mean, really know that we're falling into worshiping the God of self? What's a marker on that roadway?
Well, first of all, I think the marker is those that pick and choose what they want to believe, kind of like when you go to a smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm.
You pick and choose, and they pick and choose the kind of faith they want, when they want it, and if they want it. But they will believe in something one moment and disbelieve in that if they want something that would be violating something in the scripture. So it's very confusing. You know, the Bible may say one thing, but the self wants something else. And we know in scripture God will never force himself on anyone, but rather he gives us the freedom to choose whom they will serve. And in this case, it's self or it's Jesus. And the twain will never meet, so to speak. You know, Matthew 6:24, little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, and for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him. He cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. And by keep on sinning, meaning we all sin, of course, but the pattern, the lifestyle. So there is no new nature. It is simply they just keep on as they were, but they claim to be something they're not. You know, Don Stewart comments that prior to salvation, we could only serve ourselves. You know, and this is the only capacity the non-Christians have. And then he says, once a person trusts Christ, they now have a new nature. However, the old nature does not go away. It will not leave the believer until the Christian goes to heaven. Until then, this is what I love, we are told not to engage or encourage the old nature in any way. And it's really... It's just great advice to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that God of self is certainly directed by none other than the enemy. And, you know, that unseen and very slow development and the erosion of the true gospel in our soul that leads us into this God of self kind of mentality means that there's deceit in there. And we've seen false prophets and deceitful workers and those who masquerade as the apostles of Christ. So for Satan, this is a playground for him. The God of self is his territory.
Oh, totally. And especially today, you know, social media.
Ooh.
The God of self wrote that out himself, you know. I mean, that's Satan's work. And it's nothing but deceit about people and everybody else. So we see this just pervasive. And again, the God of self is directed by Satan and can slip in unnoticed and counterfeit. So there again, Christians may start out on a good road, and they are easily swayed because that sin nature is with us forever.
Mm.
And we want to go what makes us feel good. But the counterfeit God that almost impossible to detect from God himself. So Satan is a counterfeiter, and he is a very good counterfeiter. And, you know, we have the God of self ruling in a lot of pastors, in a lot of people who head up Christian ministries, this God of self desiring things for themselves, notoriety or whatever. And, you know, 2 Corinthians 11:13, I'm sure you've heard this, but again, very clearly, Christ says, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, here it is, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. And it is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. This is the hope we have. You know, their end will correspond to their actions. And then I have to bring this up again. This Matthew 7:21 comes up over and over and over again. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And these are the bearers of God itself right here. When he says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And did we not drive out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. And that's the thing that's so scary about this, is that God himself is content to dwell in our house and in our hearts and get its own way. And Paul described the cure for ridding ourselves of this imposter by saying, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. In the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's Galatians 2:20, you know. And again, look, God will not share his throne with anyone. And we are fooling ourselves if we think he does not notice our service to God or to self. Mm-hmm. And this is a serious thing, because if we're not sold out to Christ and his word, we have to check ourselves and say, look, is this about me, or is it about advancing the work of the gospel? And is this about glorifying God or glorifying me? And we were just talking earlier, Kelly, mm-hmm. about this Christian life is hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we wonder where God is in the midst of mm-hmm. it sometimes. But it doesn't mean we start catering to ourselves and bailing on God when he waits sometimes to show himself.
Well, I think, you know, you'll be more inclined to wait if you'll mature in the word, but you've got to be in the word. But it is amazing to me and scary how quickly we can fall into worshiping the God of self and somehow convince ourselves it's okay. God sees what I'm going through. He understands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do it all the time.
Or we all sin, so, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And I think sometimes when we engage in non-believers, the Christians crumble
mm-hmm.
because they're the God of self bearers.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of mm-hmm. scary about all this.
And that is incredibly dangerous for each one of us. And that's why we need to be in the word. And that's why it's more important than ever that younger people become rooted in a biblical worldview. And that's just the work that you guys are undertaking at anchorsaway.org. And if you want to find out more, go to the newly revised website for anchorsaway.org and find out more today.